Hey, it's KT from KT Got Game here. We talk Eastern Conference Finals, LeBron James, Paul George, Miami Heat, Indiana Pacers. Western Conference Finals, that's over. Memphis Grizzlies and Fatboy Zach Randolph were swept unceremoniously. Talk a little bit about Canelo Alvarez and Floyd Mayweather fight coming up, and then Minnesota Vikings and some Minnesota high school hoops. I got a special guest in the studio today, my little bro, Cam Taylor, Zach. Producer Tone, we're back at it. KT got game.
I'm syncopated. I think I make it to the top. Wait for a bit or more. Seesaw.
Last year, LeBron was able to turn it up, but he still had Wade as his running. Wade is average this series, man.
Even he only when has one 20-point game in the entire playoffs.
And even when he plays well, it's just like 17 points, and they're like, well, this is good for Dwayne Wade. I'm like, even if they get past the Heat, man, they might get – it might be 4-2 against
now,
the Spurs.
Let me ask you guys this as former Division I basketball players and played the game all your life at a high level – overseas, all of that. Can you explain to me why Chris Bosh doesn't rebound? He had 2 rebounds last game.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
So is it an effort thing?
Yeah.
Is it he's paying so much attention to trying to block, you know, West out or Hibbert out that the other one grabs? What is it?
It's you know, remember we talked about that before with Kevin Love and how he has like a talent. It's like a hidden talent. But Bosh should be getting, in the playoffs, Bosh should be getting at least six rebounds. Remember Jabari said like 3 rebounds should fall in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only 6'11 dude on the team and you're around the rim all the time. You're guarding West or you're guarding Hibbert. They're around the rim. Like at least 3 boards should just come to you from playing 40 minutes a game, and then you can go and get another 3, he should be at least, like, Bosh should never be less than 6. So, in my mind, Bosh doesn't really have, he's not focused on it. He's not putting any effort towards it, and that's the biggest thing for me.
No, I agree. I mean, if you look at his numbers, even when he was in Toronto, he's never been a high-number rebound guy. And it is surprising that he's only averaging 3 rebounds a game. Like Carrick said, rebounds like that's fall in your laps. I mean, I'm a guard and I play in Europe and I average 3 rebounds a game, and that's just getting loose. That's just chasing down loose rebounds. And I mean, it's just, right. It's crazy
he should, and Bosh, I've been on him he needs to do more, man. He just needs, Wade is hurt. We need Bosh to be, somebody was saying that on the radio this morning, like he needs to play like he's in Toronto, man. Cause LeBron James is not going to win this series by himself. Like, Chris Bosh is going to have to get – we're going to have to see one game. Let me say this. If the Heat win the championship, we will have to see at least one game of, man, Chris Bosh went to work, 37 and 12. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to have to see a big game, because it's clear to me Wade's
he's hurt.
He's not there. Yeah, he's not there, man. And he's not there, and the Pacers are for real, and the Spurs are for real. And
another thing I noticed with the series is – you know, they're running Miami off the 3-point line. So now you see Batty ain't getting them open threes. Right. Ray Allen ain't getting open threes. The little time Mike Miller is getting in, he's not. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think with Miami, you got to pick your poison. Like, either you're going to let LeBron get his, you're going to shut the role players down. You can't give them both. OKC gave them both last year. They got anything they wanted against them. But Indiana, man, they're doing a good job of not letting those role players get involved. It's a free exception to, you know, Birdman having his, you know, moments. But those perimeter guys aren't doing much of anything either. You know, the Ray Allens of the world.
Mario Chalmers.
Right, what's up with him? Well, he did have a good – he had like a 20 – he played good last game. But,
That was this year? That was last game?
Yeah, I think it was the last game he scored all those points in. And they still lost. But like you said, you got to get more from Wade and Bosh. And 2 rebounds, man, that's not getting it done, man.
I mean, to me, even if you're not giving me rebounds, Chris Bosh, give me 30 points. Like, purposely try to get 30 points, man. It's just, he just doesn't seem like he, I don't know, man. I think that was a bad, He's not a good. I think LeBron and Wade are probably feeling like he wasn't. We should have recruited Stoudemire or like somebody else.
No, Stoudemire don't rebound either.
But I'm saying they should have recruited. They could have recruited somebody else, man. You know, I just feel like it would have been. He's not giving them what they. When they first came together, remember how excited everybody was? Like, because Chris Bosh was the man in Toronto.
Right.
He hasn't lived up to
it. I would say, but he, you know, to me, I think he did. Chris Bosh won him that series against Boston, though. I think his outside shooting, taking Kevin Garnett out of the lane, he's important to them.
But I'm saying, okay, the outside shot did bring KG across out of the lane, but he hasn't given me big games like, dang, this dude is a star. Right. Like 30, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, Chris Bosh, 12 for 18 and 37. You know what I mean? Like, he hasn't given me a big game. He can't just keep giving 15 points, 17 points in 48 minutes, man. When David West has had his big game, Roy Hibbert's had two big games.
Right.
Paul George has had, like, come on, LeBron can't be the only guy continuing to have big games, doing guarding Paul George, blocking shots at the rim. LeBron can't do everything, man. He can't do everything. That's why he came to Miami.
I mean, and it's so crazy that he's playing with all these great players, but he still has to cover up for so many weaknesses.
Yeah, he does.
That's like the craziest thing to me. You would think that, well, you know what, he doesn't have to do as much rebounding as he did. Right. He doesn't have to do much, right. You know, as much scoring as he right. did. But he virtually sometimes has to go out there, score 30, 12, and 8
or
for them to win.
Or being the playmaker every time.
You
know what? I'm going to keep it real. When I was watching the game, I was like, right now, because we know Wade's hurt, so he gets a pass. But right now, as is, LeBron probably feels like this is just a little bit better than how things were in Cleveland. Like, I still have to go out tonight and probably get 12 boards, guard the best dude on the other team and Paul George's. He had a couple bad games, but Paul George's, he was cooking a little bit early. Man.
Paul George is nice.
So
player.
I just.
Oh, nice.
He's nice, man. He can play. So what about the, you know, because this issue comes with like the superstar calls, you know, superstars getting calls. Some of the questionable refereeing, you know what I mean? Like, right. What do you think? And people complain about LeBron flopping and doing all these.
He does too much of that to be 6'8", 260 pounds. I mean, they find the guys today, Lance Stephenson, David West.
Do you think he's doing that to protect himself, though?
The flopping?
Yeah.
Nah, I think he does it just to do. I think once you get away with it one time, and then remember now, we're fans, but these dudes are fighting for every possession. So he's like, if I can get away with one, the one was funny. I know what you're laughing at. The one with him and David West.
Yeah,
that was hilarious. I was like, what is LeBron doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then West flopped out of bounds. It's like a double flop. I was like, what is going on, man? I was telling Tone before y'all came in that what they need to do if they really want to cut out flopping is put a fourth referee at the table, and then in the game. The ref can call. He can review the monitor, call flopping, and then two free throws, and then the dudes will stop. Because the $5,000 is not going to matter.
That's not right. That's
right.
That's a drive.
If LeBron can flop with a minute 15 on the clock and get the call, he's going to do it because the $5,000 doesn't mean anything to winning the game. So,
right. I don't know. And then the calls, I mean, I guess the favoritism that people think that LeBron gets from being a superstar.
He does.
I think all stars get favoritism.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's not just LeBron.
Right. I think, look, Jordan. I mean, you've seen Jordan. That's your guy. He virtually pushed someone over, hit the game-winning basket, and nobody says anything about that. I've seen Reggie Miller push
Jordan.
Greg Anthony.
He pushed Jordan.
And he pushed Greg Anthony.
He pushed him down.
If you make those calls, we don't get to see some of the greatest plays in history. So I'm just saying the refs need to kind of tone it down a little bit, or at least be consistent.
And I think sometimes the refs go too far. Like that call on LeBron.
They go too far the other way
where they feel like I have to call something because I don't want to make people feel like we're giving a star.
You don't think they knew LeBron had five fouls on that?
No, I'm saying, but I feel like he felt like I don't want people to keep thinking that he knows it's out there that people think stars get calls. So in his mind, he's like, oh, I'm just going to call what I see. And it's like, come on, now that's, even if that's Mario Chalmers, like, If I feel like if it was Mario Chalmers, he wouldn't have called it.
Was it
really?
I feel like he called it on purpose because it was LeBron.
And he knew LeBron was going to foul out?
And he didn't want people feeling like LeBron is getting preferential treatment. That's what I think.
I think they're overthinking it too much at that point anyway.
The refs?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
Listen, I don't want to see Rashard Lewis in the game.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't want to see Jones or Miller. I don't want to see any of them again. I want to see LeBron James play. Now, I'm not saying you should just let LeBron just punch people in the face and not call a foul, but you can't call a ticky-tack foul and get him – and he just hit a big three-pointer too.
Right. Mm-hmm. I thought
we want to see him come back, yeah. Right? We want to see the legendary comebacks. We want to see him perform in the clutch. You can't call a foul like that, man.
I think David Stern or – I think they communicate – somebody communicates to the refs.
During the game?
No, I mean after. Like, this is too much.
Like, right at make these calls.
Nah, after the game, he's probably like somebody told his refs like it was too much. Like, look at the call. That was a bad call. The traveling call on Wade. Come on.
The step back. You see the one of the retired refs came on ESPN like, the next day and said it was a blown call.
Hey, we know what traveling. I saw. I was like, what is he?
It was just a delayed step back.
I was like, what is he doing? Travel call. It's like, all right, man. I feel like these refs at ref game four, I feel like they were just trying to prove that you can go too far in trying to prove that there's no favoritism. And I think that's what they were trying to do. Or they were trying to get a game five, which I'm not mad at because we get two more games, you know?
Yeah,
so I like it.
You can't play around like that, man. I mean, you got to keep these guys on the floor. You need to keep LeBron and them on the floor. That's just all I'm saying. That's who I want to see, man.
You're right.
That's who the fans want to see.
You're right.
I've never seen...
And LeBron doesn't even foul. Remember, he went 15 games without a foul?
Yeah.
He fouled out last year against Boston on some BS, too.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like, man, that's why I'm saying I think we'll see that angry, focused
LeBron. You think so?
Okay. Yeah, me too.
And that's what I'm thinking he's heated because of that. So I think,
LeBron
torched Paul George. What was that, game three? And then they had to put Lance Stevenson on LeBron last game Stevenson did a decent job though.
He forced LeBron into
a couple fadeaway jumps.
Yeah. I think he's stronger than Paul George.
I think he's stronger and tougher than Paul
George.
He's definitely tougher than Paul George.
LeBron is 6'8".
Yeah, but KT, you gotta agree with this. I mean, think about this. He makes a good point because Stevenson, he has a lower center of gravity. He can put the elbow in that back and he can keep him out of the lane. I mean, Paul George was letting him get six dribbles
layups.
With his back.
Dribbles, layups.
Once
with the left.
Once Bronny decided to go to the post, it was over. Yeah, it was a wrap.
I don't think.
Paul George only about 225. He's too light.
Honestly, I think LeBron, I don't think LeBron, it's not that he can't post up. I don't think he cares to post up. I think LeBron Hardy think he's a point guard. And he is. If he played point guard, he could probably be the best point guard in the NBA if he wanted to. But I'm saying I think they need him to get on the block against those guys and cause those mismatches and because he's really, Kenny Smith said this. He said right now with Wade being hurt, he's really the only one on Miami that has an advantage. That really made me think.
He's the only one that can create his own opportunities for himself.
Bosh does have an advantage, but it's in theory only. He hasn't put it in practice yet. Like, Bosh to me is a better player than David West. He's a better basketball player.
He's more skilled than David
West. I was going to say he's more skilled.
David West is tough.
Yeah, he wants it more.
David West wants to be good, and he wants to show Bosh that he's better, and he's out there playing like it. What do you guys think about Roy Hibbert?
I don't like him. I don't care how good he's playing right now. I don't like Roy Hibbert.
He's corny to me.
We're going back to Miami Heat.
Did you see him looking at his hand after he did the left hand layup? I was like, what is he doing?
Shaq used to do that whenever he scored.
Like, what is he doing?
You know, big dudes is kind of goofy, though, man. I mean, you got to give him a pass for that.
Because I said to myself, I'm kind of hating on him because if he was playing for the Heat right now, I love him.
So yeah, that's true.
If he was playing for my team right now, because Roy is putting in work.
Who on the Heat can guard him right now? I think if they make it to the championship, he's not going to do that against Duncan.
He wouldn't do that against Splitter. You're right, because when I see him against Birdman or Haslam, and those aren't little dudes, but they look little. Birdman looks tiny, man. Yeah. I'm like, geez, Louise, trying to box him out.
I think Spoelstra did a good job. I think you got to play Anthony. Joel Anthony?
Put him in. He hasn't played all year.
He played good against it when he had to come in when Bron got them fouls and Boz got the foul. He came in.
He came in, gave him a little
He wasn't able to do what Birdman's giving us, though.
I like what Birdman's giving us.
You got to find a way to keep him on the floor.
I love what Bird is giving. And Haslam had a big game. When Haslam's trying to score, he's a different player.
Do you want Haslam sitting out there taking jump shots? No, but
he was ahead 17 points.
He did.
Game three, he played really well.
He did play real well.
He did.
He can make that shot, man. Haslam can make that shot. Why you look at me like that?
No, I'm just saying, man. You said he needs to score. No, he needs to get on the boards, man.
I'm saying, like, they need LeBron. That game three was an easy game for LeBron. Remember, he was chilling. LeBron was chilling until about the middle of the second quarter.
That's true.
Bosh came out looking to score. Wade came out aggressive. That's what we need, man. LeBron cannot do it for 48 minutes.
No, he can't.
So why do you think it's inconsistent like that? Why do you think Bosh is so inconsistent? Like,
I think Chris Bosh, because they said Spoelstra went to him and Haslam before game three and said, we need you guys to be. So you know how it is. You've been on both sides. Like, sometimes you're the man. Sometimes you're a role player. I know when I was a role player and coach came to me, like, we need you to, it was like, great. Like, I'm not going to get taken out for bash. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can try to make one-on-one
Chris
moves.
Chris Bosh is a star, though. He should know he's not going to get, a coach shouldn't have to tell Chris Bosh,
but Chris Bosh go out and try to get me 20 points. I don't think Chris Bosh has an alpha mentality.
Or LeBron needs to tell him, look, man, we need you to step up. I'm going to be looking for you. You know what I mean?
But listen, if you're LeBron and you brought him here as a big three, why do I need to come to you at all? Like, right. Did Michael Jordan come to Scottie Pippen, or it was like, we expect Scottie to do this? Why does LeBron have to come to Chris Bosh to tell him
I think LeBron, I think my problem, I don't think Chris Bosh is playing bad. My only problem is with his rebounding. I think he's playing better than what you're describing right now. You think so?
Tom, can you give me Bosh's stats for this series?
I bet you he's still shooting over 50%.
But Zach, don't you feel like it's not like Wade just got hurt like last year. Wade was hurt at the start of the series, at the start of the Bucks series. You would have thought Chris Bosh would have said, okay.
Oh, this is my time.
No, I'm exactly right. Like, I'm going to use the Bucks series to get in a groove. The team's going to get used to me taking 20 shots a game. And it's going to carry over. The dude was still pussyfooting against the Bulls.
Well, I'm just saying, I think he got in foul trouble last game, rolled his ankle a little bit, had to go back. So I'm not making no excuses for him. I'm just saying, I think he's playing better than what you're giving him credit for, man. Yeah, he's playing better. There was a game where he had like 17 rebounds in one of those games.
He did.
I saw that.
But
I'm saying,
you're right.
That has to come. To me, I'm like, listen, he needs, I'd rather for him get me 15 and 13 than for him to get me 25 and three rebounds.
I'll take the 25
because
right now.
This dude cares about scoring. Every podcast
Zach,
we talk
need,
about.
They need scoring, though.
They need scoring, but they need buckets. They're getting killed on the boards, man. They are getting murdered on the board.
If Chris Bosh can give
in every game they're in it, they have a chance to win.
Right.
So my thing is cut them second chance points in half, and you win every game.
You're talking about
rebounding
on the defensive board? That makes sense. That's logical. That's very logical.
You cut them in half, you win.
You're right.
You're letting Hibbert.
And they did kill him on the glass this in game.
Last one. It was like 52-34.
Hibbert did a little drive to the basket and scored on him. Oh, my
God. They did. You're right.
Come on, man.
You're right. I still, if you would tell me right now, for these next three games, Bosh can either average 25 and 3 or 15 and 13. Zach, I got to take 25 and 3. I got to take 25 and 3.
This dude only cares about scoring.
That's little Kobe over there.
Zach, 25 points in the playoffs?
Yeah, that's big. It's big.
That's huge, man.
25 may have been a little much.
I would have Haslam make it a tone. He got the, what does it look like?
Yeah, what do you want to see? You want to see boards or points?
Both. For this series, though.
Points starting with the last game, 7 points, 15, 17, 17.
He only had 7 points the last game?
Yes.
See what I mean?
Yeah,
come
but
on,
you,
man.
How many minutes? So, yeah, that's
3 rebounds, 5, and then the first game was 2.
If I was Mickey Harrison, I'd be like, give me my money back, man.
No, he brought you a championship last year. Just go and have a talk. I mean, okay.
Okay, why do you need to have a talk with this dude in
you
game
just said
five?
It. He's not he doesn't have an alpha dog mentality. You just said it.
He needs to worry about his cruise boats. He shouldn't be worrying about
I'm talking about
Mickey Harrison.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's on the carnival boats. You need to worry about that, too, man.
Yeah, yeah,
They get that under wraps. Have a talk with them boats.
He had some trouble a few months ago.
You got lemons.
That was bad. That was bad. And they showed him that, like, they showed when all that stuff was going on, they showed him just chilling with his wife, courtside. They're like,
lemon boats.
They're like, the CEO is not, he don't even care about the stranded pad. They was out there for like 10 days, man. That
was
crazy.
His boat?
He's the CEO of Carnival.
Oh,
yeah, that's how he got his money.
I did not know that.
He got long bread. That's why I bought the boats up. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was him. Yeah. Let's talk about the Grizzlies, man. I'm going to talk. Tone said, and I think we got it, and we have to go to the tape, Tone. I did say Zach Randolph was not a top 10 player, and I think I was vindicated in this
very
East
much
Western Conference.
Very finals. Much so.
You cannot consider yourself a superstar, and Zach's been on record as saying he feels like he's underrated. He feels like he doesn't get the credit as some of the other guys. I don't feel like you can be a superstar and lay a donut like that in the Western Conference Finals. I don't care if it's your first time there or not. You can't, in my mind, you can't do that.
He played bad.
He played bad all four games.
The first loss versus San Antonio, 2 points. Second, 15 points, then 14 and 13.
Yeah.
You got to play bigger than that.
And you got to go home. You couldn't do anything at home either. I said this about Zach Randolph. I said this about Carmelo. I said this about Paul Pierce. I wish that they would take their training and their body seriously. Like, Zach Randolph does not look like he doesn't. I'm not even.
You don't
I'm
think
not
he's doing.
To,
you haven't no. seen those huge legs. You
I'm
don't
not
think
trying
he's doing
to make a
squats?
Joke, man. I'm not Zach. I don't know why you're laughing. Zach Randolph doesn't look like he even tries to work out at all. He has no definition in his arms. And my thing is, I get it that your game's not predicated on athleticism, but you can squeeze if you train hard. You can squeeze more athleticism. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can squeeze more athleticism out of your body.
So you don't think that they.
I don't think that they train hard. I don't think that. Look at Paul Pierce. Does Paul Pierce look like an athlete?
I'm going to tell you this. I think Paul Pierce. I don't think Paul Pierce lifts weights. Clearly, you can tell by it, but I think he works out. I don't think he lifts weights, though.
What is work? I mean, running sprints.
I think he probably does a lot of cardio, or he maybe some push-ups. Yeah, I don't think he really gets into the weights like that, man. You
know, I feel like Paul Pierce if Paul Pierce would lose 10 pounds and work out, he could have another two good years. He could. Paul Pierce could be your second option.
But I mean,
on a good team,
not everybody's gonna be defined like that, though. Zach probably lifts weights.
Why not, man?
He's just a big country looking dude, man.
You think Zach Randolph lifts? Does he look like he lifts weights, man?
No, he doesn't look like he lifts weights, but he looks like he's strong as hell, though.
My thing is I feel like Zach needs to take care. I feel like he needs to get serious about.
What does he need? What do you think he can do?
I feel like he could lose some weight and still have muscle. And I feel like if he got physically fit or more fit, he wouldn't have such a hard time. He couldn't – if you take Thiago Splitter out to 15 and you're a power forward and you can't beat him
– off the dribble.
Off the dribble, that's a problem to me.
Is that a fitness thing or a ball handling?
No, I
working
think it's
on
a
your...
fitness thing. I think it's a – I think being fit – doesn't make it won't turn you into LeBron James, but it can. I know for a fact it can make you. It can squeeze the maximum amount of athleticism out of you. That's what I think. I think Kevin Love had that problem. I think there are a bunch of
Love got lost. Well,
Kevin
Love's
sitting
down, but then
down,
he came
though.
Back. It came back at the beginning of this year.
He was hurt with the hand injury, but he did lose a lot of weight. I'm not saying that Zach doesn't need to lose. I mean, but you're making it seem like he don't. He just now Deron Williams, another person we talked about.
He gained
another,
weight during the season.
Right.
He definitely gained weight.
You know, when he's done playing basketball, he's going to be 300 pounds. You can tell. You can just tell he got that fat boy in him. And there's a few, like Zach Randolph's probably going to be big to Carmelo. When they're done playing, they're going to be huge.
Paul Pierce.
You know what I mean? Paul Pierce probably going to be.
Kevin Love. Flip said, Kevin Love can't look at a piece of cake without gaining 5 pounds.
That's messed up, man.
Oh, my. He was joking. He was joking, but it was. It was.
And some people's bodies just don't work. I mean, there are people who work out constantly, Zach, and they don't lose the weight,
Zach,
and they can't,
think
you know.
About this. You're in the NBA, and your body is your job.
That's true.
That's different than me and you deciding, are we going to go to the Y today? That's different. Your body is your job. You're in the NBA, man. Come on.
So you think that affected
I did.
Zach Randolph?
I do. I don't think Zach would admit it. But I think that if Zach were to say, you know what, I'm going to dedicate my summer to getting fit, that means running, lifting weights, eating right, and he came back in shape. I think Zach probably weighs about 275.
Easy.
If he came in at 250 and he didn't lose any muscle. He didn't lose any weight.
He's listed at 260.
I'm gonna say
that that may be a portion of it, but I would say that mainly his struggles had to do with Popovich's coaching. I think he coached. I mean, he's the best coach in the NBA.
I didn't see a lot of doubling on him.
No,
were they doubling?
No, they didn't double him because they didn't need to double him.
That's my Duncan's 37. If you're one of the best power forwards in the game, should a 37-year-old man?
Okay, Duncan hooped this year. First team All NBA center.
Was he first team?
First team All NBA center.
You talking about? He's Duncan's 36 years old.
So that's somebody who's been taking care of his body.
He's on steroids too, then, huh?
I don't think so.
Come on, man.
He doesn't have any definition either.
He doesn't.
Right. He's never had any his entire career.
He never.
He's cold though.
And he's nice.
Hold on, if you're cold,
oh, it doesn't matter.
He's cold, so what? He don't need to do it. Zach's not cold.
One of our near and dear friends said that Rasheed Wallace refused to lift weights, and they fined him anytime he didn't lose weight. And Rasheed Wallace just was like, "Look, I'll just pay all the fine up front because I refuse to lift weights." That was just him.
He got away with that?
I
don't think for his entire career.
For a lot of his career in Portland, he got away with that.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
He said, and he was like, "I'm not lifting weights."
See, that's a bad attitude, though. I don't like that attitude.
That's a team player right there.
Some guys think
I never heard that before. I didn't know Rasheed didn't do that. That's messed up.
Rasheed never really liked lifting weights.
I guess now I'm thinking about it. He didn't. He wasn't really a.
That's why he was round.
Yeah, he really wasn't a big, you know, a big presence down there.
So you're saying that he loses a couple more pounds, he can get 7.
Rasheed wasn't out of shape. When I see Rasheed, though, I don't. Zach is, to me, is out of shape to be an NBA player. He's out of shape.
Because he's big, I don't think he's out of shape.
Nah, he's definitely not out of shape.
Let me say,
so Big Baby's big or out of shape?
Hey, Big Baby's, come on now.
That's just his body type.
Right, that's what I'm thinking too. I don't
think he's been like that his entire life.
Okay, this is my thing. If you're in the NBA, come on. Come on, if you're in the NBA, come on, baby.
Come on.
Come on. Zach, you guys don't listen to the NBA. You guys don't listen to the NBA Today podcast because it didn't come on this year. But last year, Ryan Russillo from ESPN used to do it. I kid you not. The Grizzlies they lost to OKC last year, right?
Right.
And Zach, what was Zach playing or not?
Zach didn't play.
He didn't play. But Russillo, he didn't play. And Russillo said he had a story that they were at the hotel in OKC, and he saw Zach get out of a limo, 2 bags of Burger King. 2 bags. Who has 2 bags of Burger King, man? Come on. You know, they can pack 1 bag full of, you know what I'm saying? You got 2 bags? He said Zach hopped out the limo with 2 bags of Burger King and went into the telly. I was like, oh, my goodness, man.
They need a midnight snack, man.
A midnight snack for Big Z-Bo. Nah, you know what? I'm giving Z-Bo a hard time. This is just my thing. And my brother, I'm big on maximizing fitness. That's all. You know, and I feel like, especially for a guy like me that wasn't that athletic, I look for every advantage. And so when I look at guys like Z-Bo, who's got excellent, he's probably one of the most skilled post players in the NBA.
Right.
And then I see him lay an egg, and he can't even, you should be able to drop Tiago Splitter off, right?
I think a little bit of Z-Bo is he's got a round, like, baby head. So I think that's a little misleading. Otherwise, his body type is different than we're used to. He's kind of big on top and small on the bottom.
He does have
a little legs.
He's built a little funny, man.
He's got the chicken legs.
He don't got a neck. He's built a little funny, man. Zach, kind of bow-legged.
I think
Zach's
we're confusing
a weird
that.
Dude,
but
man.
He got 18 rebounds one game in that series.
You got to think about this. You see how he was punishing the Thunder on the glass, man? I mean, he got his position, and they couldn't move him. But that's what I'm saying. He couldn't do that on Splitter. But think about this. Like, what about Kendrick Perkins? Oh, my God. Kendrick Perkins,
Serge
he's in great
not
shape.
Either, man.
He was punking them.
But Serge
has to be, some of it has to be the craftiness of Duncan and the coaching of Popovich with Tiago Splitter. It has to be that because you're talking about, do you think that who would have a better chance of stopping Zach? Ibaka and Perkins straight up or Duncan and Tiago Splitter?
You know what, though? Listen to me. Because if it was Blake Griffin, it's the OKC front line. But because Zach doesn't play with athleticism, all you needed against Zach was size. You said Serge is not a little dude. He's not. But Serge is not as big as Splitter. Splitter's 7 foot, Legit. Serge is only about 6'9", probably about, Kendrick, what, 245?
Perkins is big, though.
Perkins and Debo are the same height.
Yeah, they are. But what I'm saying, if he was scoring his baskets off of position, not shooting, no. Zach don't shoot over nobody.
He was moving Perkins.
Yeah, he was moving him. That's what
he backs him up.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, you've seen Serge in person. So, I mean, you play with Serge.
Right.
How big is he, like, in person, man? Like, how big does he, is he just...
He's muscular.
He's not like an imposing figure. Like
Serge is only about 250.
Like, actually,
man.
Kevin Durant is taller than Serge. Right.
Is he?
Ibaka is listed at 6'10".
How much is Ibaka weighing in? 250? 245?
235.
Yeah, he's not that.
No, but he's crafty, so I think we mistake him as like one of the bigger guys.
But Serge is what I call an athletic power forward. Like, his game is athleticism, and so that's why Zach could move him so easy, because Zach is on the block.
But Zach moving Kendrick Perkins, though, man. Like, that is...
Let me ask you guys that. Who would you take in a David West versus Debo matchup?
I would take David... I'm going to tell you why I would take David West. Because David West... You can even pick and pop with David West.
I was just going to say.
You remember how, like, Chris Paul used to do that?
No, I mean, not as consistent. He'll give it to you.
He got that funny little left-handed shot. He does. He does. I just remember now.
Off the little jab step, he'll come up and pop you. But I'm saying, Chris Paul used to run legitimate pick and roll with David West. He come off the screen, hit a little jumper at the elbow.
And he'll give it to you in the post.
You'll take West?
Yeah, I would.
LeBron is struggling with West in the post,
West
too.
West is a beast. He's a grown
before
man.
Before the game started, I was like, nah, LeBron can handle, dude. But yeah, West looks like he eats weights, man, because his arms are huge.
Yeah, he's a strong.
I was like, his
he's
arms are huge,
post,
man.
Though.
He's strong in the post. I'm sure LeBron doesn't like.
He doesn't want to bang with him, and that's what I'm saying. Like, and you're wasting his energy by having him do that. Mm-hmm. And like you said, he can't do everything. He can't guard David West and then go drop 30 and 10 rebounds and 10 assists. Like, he shouldn't have to do that, man.
And that's why I hate when people say, oh, LeBron just sees you. LeBron can play in the post. He can guard our five position. It's like, look, some people are comfortable visiting New York for a week, 2 weeks. You ask him to live there, it's like, nah, I want to go home.
Right.
LeBron's comfortable being down there for a possession or two, maybe three in a row. But you say, I got to do this for 48 minutes against David West? No thanks. Because that's not what he's done. That's not his game.
Or even if it was a regular season game, we need to just guard him for two.
Right.
This is a seven-game series. You got to see this dude every single night.
It would be the reverse would be asking David West to put up with LeBron in the full court. He may try to do it one time in a fast break, but you can't ask me to move my feet like that for 48 minutes, seven times back to back. So you guys tell me this, quick predictions, because we'll come back next week. The series should be over, right? The final start on June 6th?
June 6th. Next Friday.
Yeah, so we'll be back next week. Can the Heat beat San Antonio the way they're playing right now? If they get past...
The way they're playing right now?
This team, the way they've been playing for the playoffs. Not what we think they can be or what we thought Wade was last year or what we want Bosch to be. Their resume up to this point in the playoffs, can they beat San Antonio?
No.
Was it 4-2?
Who has home court?
Miami. Yep.
4-2, San Antonio.
4-2?
Because they get three games in San Antonio. You know, the format changes. To 2-3-2 in the finals.
Yeah.
So you say they win it like Dallas. They win it in game six in Miami.
Yeah.
I'll take the other side of that coin. I'm gonna say Miami.
You gonna say Miami?
I'm gonna tell you why. Because to me, I think Indiana may be a harder matchup due to like West and Hibbert, more so than like Splitter and Duncan. Like, you're not gonna have to LeBron's not gonna have to guard Duncan. LeBron's not going to have to guard Splitter. You know what I mean? And they have no answer. I mean, you can put Leonard. Leonard is a good defender, perimeter defender. He can play. But after Leonard, you think Danny Green going?
Nah, he's too little.
I think LeBron is going to go bananas on him.
I mean, no team has an answer for LeBron, though. So that's
Hold on. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Paul George is offensively, defensively gifted. Kawhi Leonard, when I'm thinking of small forwards, I like him against LeBron as much as you can like anybody against LeBron.
Right.
He's strong. LeBron's not going to bully him.
I think he plays tougher D, than Paul George.
Kawhi Leonard's got good footwork. He's not slow.
Big hands, long arms.
Big hands, long arms. He's not going to be intimidated by LeBron. He's younger than LeBron. If I'm Pop, I may start one on straight up on LeBron and just see what he can do.
But I'm going to say this, though. LeBron has to use more energy on defense on Indiana, playing George or playing West.
Right, he does get to rest.
Kawhi Leonard's pretty much Bruce Bowen. He sits in the corner. He makes corner threes.
He's a little better than
I'm just saying he's better than him.
He's an upgraded version of Bowen.
But he's an athletic, I'm saying that's what he does. He don't handle the rock, take you off the dribble. He gets his set shots. He scores them. LeBron's going to have an easier time on defense. Unless he decides to guard Tony Parker, which I think would be a bad idea.
Well, what's the answer to Tony Parker?
Let's talk about that, man.
They might cancel each other out the way Tony's playing right now.
You got to put LeBron on him.
From the jump?
Nah.
Okay, what?
Is Norris Cole playing at all this series?
I say Norris Cole, man.
Norris Cole probably about 15 to 20 minutes.
He can slide his feet and stay in front of him. Put Cole on him.
Yeah, they gotta find an answer for him.
Crash on the lane when he comes in.
LeBron? You're not keeping Tony Parker out the lane.
No, you're not. No.
I would almost go under the screen and let him shoot on those high
But he's starting to hit that mid-range.
I would rather him beat me from there.
Yeah, that's true.
Than beat me in the lane, man. I would rather him beat me from there all night. You can have it, you know.
So we can all agree that look at all the matchups, the possible matchups in that. How much money and how much viewership does the NBA lose if the Pacers win this?
I was telling Tone that
they said nobody wants to see that.
The Memphis San Antonio series was the worst rated Western Conference Finals in the last 3 years. The worst, period.
Right.
And then the Heat and Pacers, these numbers are through the roof.
Really?
The numbers are through the roof because think about it. We are waiting to see. I was at work 9 o'clock. The game is coming on tonight. It's going to get some food. It's going to be all, you know. But then I didn't even watch a full game of the Grizzlies Spurs.
I tried.
I tried too.
I didn't either.
And I was like, where's Golden State? Can you please bring Golden State back, please?
Where's LA Clippers?
Where's Clippers at?
Where's OKC, man? Yeah, I'm all for it.
I'm a basketball purist. I love the game, but I can only take so many pick and rolls and
bounce passes
and, come on, man. I need to see some Steph Curry step back, in out dribbles. I need to see that, man.
And the mistake that Spurs defenders make when they try to explain why you should like the Spurs is listen, we got it. They play basketball the right way. Everybody knows that. This is the movies, man. This is entertainment. NFL.
Right.
This is Hollywood, man. On skates, on the field. We want to be entertained. Like LeBron's entertaining. Paul George dunk. You know what I mean? This is entertaining stuff. I don't want to. The Spurs aren't, Tim Duncan's great, but he's not an attendee.
The real basketball nerds. The real basketball nerds enjoy watching the technical breakdown of a team like the Heat.
Those are usually people who can't really play basketball.
Guess who doesn't pay the salaries of these NBA players?
Right.
The real basketball nerd.
And the whole thing about it is, listen, like I said, I think the Spurs are a great team. I think it's good to see a small market thriving, too.
Right.
I don't feel like it should always be Chicago, New York, Miami.
OKC's a small market.
Yeah, but they're an exciting team, though. Yeah. And Golden State may be even considered a smaller market team. Yeah. But they're exciting. It's the brand of basketball. It was like when we was growing up watching Utah. We knew Karl Malone was cold. We knew John Stockton was cold. Sheesh. But they were boring.
Gosh. They were.
If it wasn't
Chicago was the one that made that series. Yeah, Jordan and Chicago made that series. That was horrible.
But what about the Suns? When we watched the Suns in the
Chicago
Bulls.
That was fun.
Got to see Kevin Johnson. You got to see Charles Barkley.
Dan Marley.
Those
Chambers,
guys,
I think,
exciting.
Was still on the team.
Man, Jeff Hornacek, man, you know.
That was a nice.
That wasn't fun.
I wish Russell Westbrook
would didn't get hurt.
I wanted a part two, and I think the way they play, I think the way Wade's playing, they would have beat OKC. Would have beat Miami.
Or Wade would have went back had in the locker
remember
room.
Wade and, remember Wade and Westbrook pretty much canceled each other out. And then Westbrook went off a couple games. Yeah.
Bosh stepped up.
He did step up.
Harden played terrible.
But Serge was playing better this year. Serge that came on. So that would have been a good series, man.
A lot of people say, though, Harden's gone. And the argument is now they're dead.
Who would you rather have?
I know what you're about to ask.
Harden or Westbrook?
Oh,
Rusty.
What team are you?
He's just any.
Oklahoma.
You give me somebody that plays above the rim, I'll take that guy over Harden every day.
You know why?
Okay, Russell plays above the rim. He plays angry. He plays defense. Harden can't defend. Right, Russell plays defense.
He's going to get you about six to seven turnovers a game.
Russell, come on. So if you're Scott Brooks, you're not comfortable with Russell and Tony Parker straight up?
I seen him get murdered. Listen,
off a high screen and roll, not straight up and down.
I seen him get killed by Tony Parker.
When?
Yes. He went for like 30. Check them stats, man.
You talking about regular season game?
I'm talking about regular season game. I'm talking about he demolished him.
No, what did Russell do, though? Russell canceled him out.
But I see what Cam is saying because Harden is almost, I'll say this, he's a better playmaker. He may not be a better scorer, but he's a better playmaker.
Harden had a chance to show me what he was last year, and he disappeared.
But you know what, though? Here's the deal, though. But they paid Serge. And then they didn't, you know, I think they basically.
Serge was up first. If it would have been in reverse, Serge would have been gone.
I don't know, man.
Think Presti's, they had to pay Serge because he was up first.
But that's what I'm saying.
You're saying they should have let him walk?
If they was going to keep Harden, yeah.
I see they could have done that.
They should have kept those three together, man.
I see they could have done that and let Perry Jones
remember
step
I said,
in.
One of us said this on this podcast. I don't know if it was me or Jabbar. They're going to regret not being together.
Jabbar
they
said that, but let me tell you where Jabbar's mistake was, and I said this during the podcast. I'm telling you guys, I said it then, I'll say it now. James Harden wanted to leave. You guys don't believe me, but James Harden
wanted to get paid. Yeah.
No, like, Harden wanted his chance to be a star, man. These dudes have egos.
I agree.
We think that, and I'm not saying that they didn't have a brotherhood and that those guys weren't really tight, but James Harden is like, why am I playing third fiddle when I could be running my own team? That's true. We saw what happened this year when he made the All-Star. James Harden wasn't making an All-Star game at 16 points a game.
He made an Olympic team. He's on an Olympic team.
But that's not the same as All-Star. I think he was All-Star.
Yeah, that's true.
This was his first.
He'll get his bread up. His bread is going to multiply from this.
Right, he's going to get endorsements. He's got.
Now he's the man in Houston.
I'm telling you guys, I think James Harden wanted to leave.
Oh, KT, I have to bring this up. It's a little off topic.
Canelo?
They're fighting.
For sure.
That's going to be the fuck.
Canelo hits hard. I'm going to tell you.
I'm a little nervous for Mayweather.
I am too.
I'm nervous, man.
I am too.
Seriously.
But I said this last time. I hope Schaefer, Al Haymon, and Ellerbe are on their grind because they should, in that contract, they should not let Canelo weigh in 36 hours before and make the weight. And then come back at 170.
It's going to be catch weight, man.
It's a catch weight, but you listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, they do the pre-fight weigh.
Yep.
And then that's the official.
Go gain your weight back.
But in the contract, you can always put, they do a 6 hour before the fight.
Oh, okay.
And they'll bring the scale to each locker room. And if you're over, then you have to forfeit X millions of dollars. So I'm saying they're going to let Floyd, if Canelo comes in to the fight, if Canelo comes into the ring at 170, it's a wrap. Because Floyd's not going to come in bigger than 152. It's a wrap. And Canelo hits hard.
It's going to be a catchweight at 152.
Yeah, catchweight at 152.
So you guys understand what I'm saying, right?
Right, I got you.
He can come in at whatever.
But Ortiz blew up like that.
Who is Ortiz?
Victor Ortiz.
He's whack, though.
He is weak. But I'm saying, but Victor Ortiz blew up.
He's whack.
He fought Oscar at 154. He fought Cotto at 154.
Floyd?
Yeah. But the thing about it is these guys are a little later on in their careers,
and
too.
And Oscar was walking around still at 150, 160, yeah, 155, 160. So he's not that. Canelo's normal weight is about 170,
see, this
man.
Is the thing. I don't. He's a big dude.
Okay?
No, he's big.
Look at his body, man.
He's supposed to be fighting Andre Ward and cats like that.
Right.
That's what, and I hope that Mayweather does not make the same mistake that Roy Jones Jr. made.
Starts moving up,
fighting all these big dudes, and end up getting knocked out.
Floyd's
smarter than
and
that.
And he's small, so he can't – Roy was a little bigger, but Floyd is smarter than that. And Floyd already said he only walks around at about 152, 150. So he's it would be a struggle for Floyd to try to put on 10 pounds. Like, could you imagine Floyd at 165?
Yeah.
It wouldn't even look right.
Work.
Yeah,
but,
it wouldn't
look right. But even a 165 Canelo, man.
Dak, I'm telling you, I hope that Floyd's management team put in the contract that,
do something.
Listen, we're coming in 6 hours before the fight. We're weighing Floyd. We're weighing you. If you're over, then you're forfeiting $3, $4, $5, $10 million of that purse.
Because I'm telling you right now.
Because he will knock. If he hits Floyd, it's a wrap.
If he hit him at
170,
Floyd,
it's a wrap.
If he hits Floyd the way
Shane
Mosley hit him, and he has
or
the
Zapp,
I think it's gonna be it could be a knockout.
Floyd prides himself on saying that he's been there before, but I will say this unequivocally: Floyd has not been hit by a 170. Floyd has not been hit square on by a guy like Canelo.
Shane doesn't
hit like Canelo.
Nobody punches like.
Yeah. Shane was probably what, 155?
Yeah.
So come on. Shane. If they let Canelo come in that ring at 170, that's a shame. And it may be over for Floyd. It really might be over for Floyd.
That's a big difference. But my thing is this, this is what I think is probably going to happen. They'll come in there, the first three rounds will be competitive. The fourth round, Mayweather will figure him out, and then he'll beat him up. That's pretty much what he does all the time, right? Counter punches. And for a 22-year-old fighter who's never lost and all the fights came easy, he is going to be frustrated.
He had those fights in Mexico.
You see how frustrated Ghost was, man? Guerrero, he was so frustrated. So I could see Canelo being young, getting frustrated.
That's the other advantage I think Floyd has. Canelo really doesn't have many big fights against guys that, you know, this is Canelo's first.
He beat Trout, and Trout beat Cotto.
Trout's not Floyd.
Yeah.
And Canelo will figure that out.
Man,
so and then the other thing I think that will help is if Canelo still has to make that 152. So that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Like, that'll
what
be tough on your
fight
body.
At?
He's fought at 165.
A couple times. 154.
And then 158, I thought.
Yeah, he's fought at those different
And remember, when you're talking about that lower weight, it's not like, you know, one of us, like, we're going to lose 3 or 4 pounds, you know? Like, that's when you're already walking around at 170, that's a bigger percentage of your body.
A heavyweight needs to
lose 30 pounds. You know what I'm saying? It's the same percentage.
He's big, man. He's a big dude.
Yeah, I think that'll – but I'm excited, man. I mean, it's nothing – Who else was going to – you know, he did under $1 million for the pay-per-view. That's why he had to take this fight.
Camp hasn't released the numbers
Showtime made him take this fight. Remember, we were talking about it last time.
Hold on, what? He did,
he
only did like
buys.
800. He only did like 850.
So Showtime lost money.
Wow.
And Showtime made
They
him
said
take
the promos got started late for this fight because the contract negotiations were off.
Yeah.
Guerrero's not that big of a draw, man.
He's not. But you would have
if he'd have fought Marquez again, it would have been a way bigger draw.
But you would have thought with Floyd's name, though, that's what his camp is a little disappointed because they feel like Floyd's name is big now, and he alone should be able to. I mean, think about Mike Tyson in his heyday.
Yeah,
it didn't matter who he was fighting; he was gonna get 1-5 easy.
Yeah, but
you know?
You gotta put something with that, man. He has to take out. Damn. But you did say that though, like you don't want him to get forced into fighting these guys.
But he is now. He is. Even after this one, he's going to have to fight.
Tim Bradley. He got to fight Tim Bradley.
I actually want to see him fight Garcia, but I want to see Garcia fight a couple more people before.
You mean Sergio Martinez?
Nah, Danny Garcia.
Oh, Danny Garcia?
Garcia. You don't like Garcia?
He's all right.
He'll whoop him, but I want to, I mean.
He said Martinez. Sergio Martinez.
Who, Garcia?
Sergio Martinez. Yeah, the one that fought Chavez
Jr. That's another mistake, though. You know who I wouldn't mind seeing? Martinez and Canelo. I would have liked to see that fight.
That's what
at
I was saying, man. That would have
be
been a good
fight.
And what's up with my guy, man, Chavez Jr.? He's still suspended, right?
That guy. I don't really think Chavez wants to. You see his girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't think
his girlfriend was bad. I don't think Chavez wanted that one fight.
He got that big
payday from Martinez. He's in Mexico chilling, man.
man.
He doesn't care.
All right, September 14th, MGM Grand, Mayweather and Canelo.
That's gonna be the fight.
They moved that Bradley fight back because he was
Bradley
supposed to fight on the 14th. They moved it back to October 12th.
Put him on undercard,
like,
man. No, he's tough, but he's not. He's not. He's just he got heart. But
what other fights are out there right now? What is Martinez doing? He's getting old, man.
Anybody Adrian Broner fight, I forget who the guy he's supposed to fight, but Broner, his fight will be pretty big. Adrian Broner. Have you seen him fight yet, Broner?
I haven't seen him fight. I've seen the highlights, man.
Broner's nice. I mean, Andre Ward, I don't think nobody wants to fight Andre.
What's my guy that beat up Chad Dawson? What's his name? Andre Ward.
Nobody want to fight him, man. I don't think nobody want to fight him.
Some of these dudes having tough times getting fights because he can fight. I saw that Dawson fight.
Yeah.
And Dawson was nice. He put it.
He put them hands on him. He beat that man for 12 straight rounds.
He did. Dawson made the mistake of fighting at a catch weight that he couldn't make either. But
yeah, he shouldn't have did that.
But once you take the fight, it's on you. He beat him up. So we'll see. I'm excited about the Canelo fight, man. Right. We'll see. What about your Vikings, man? What's training camp looking like?
Man, I will be all right. I think all we did was improve the
OTAs
team. So, you know, I just hope that Ponder can be a little more productive than he was last year. We'll be all right.
What do you think about them moving Joe Webb to wide receiver?
I think that's a good thing to get him on the field.
So
I
already catch
everything,
now?
Too. Our backup is Matt Castle from Kansas City. Oh, he was a former Pro Bowl.
Is Webb even going to play?
Huh?
Is Webb going to play?
They put him out there. They said he's catching everything. So.
Do we have receivers? Who do we have?
Oh, we just drafted Cordero Patterson from Tennessee.
That's the guy from Tennessee we talked
about.
Yeah,
and then we got
year.
Greg Jennings from the Packers.
That's right. Okay.
We got Kyle Rudolph. So Ponder really has no excuse, man. You got weapons, man. Get the ball to him. There's no reason why the play action shouldn't work neither. I mean, Adrian Peterson is just something else.
AP said he's going for 25.
Man,
he's a little.
That's just doing
that's
too
like 170.
Much.
Oh, come on.
It's like, I was like, come on,
next
AP.
Topic.
He sounded like Chris Johnson 2 years ago when
he hit
his mark and then started fantasizing.
I want to ask y'all something about this, too. Have y'all seen Tyus Jones play yet, man?
No,
I've only seen
real.
Highlights. I haven't seen him play.
They said he's real.
Have you? Just based off his highlights, he doesn't seem like.
I'm going to tell you something.
I saw something
on
USA. I'm
going to tell you something right now,
USA,
man.
Team USA or something.
He's. You know, and at first, when I looked at the highlights, I'm like, oh, you know, he's cool. Man, they got a new highlight of him. This is the best team in. You know, in Chicago, the Mac Irvin team or whatever. He catches the ball on the wing, jab steps, dunks
goes
on
down
his
the
dude.
Lane and dunks it. I saw that.
And he just looked
he's
at
whamming?
The dude.
I saw
oh,
that.
Yeah.
What?
He dunked on him, just looked at him like. And, you know, you think that, you know, we went to inner city school, so we think
what?
That suburban guys don't got that kind of toughness to them. He can play, man.
I saw some highlights of him last year at the Peach Jam, going up against another point guard who was higher rated, but it was a year ahead of him. And I saw it was like a 2 minute clip, and you know, clip you can really do whatever you want with clips, mm-hmm. but it looked like dude was struggling.
I'm gonna tell
it looked
you
like
what
dude
I
was
said.
Struggling with him. So
what, from what Barr told me, he destroyed him, man. And he's not deceptively,
this guy that I'm talking about.
Yeah. He's not super fast. He's not.
You know what, though? It's hard to judge those type of guys' quickness by video.
You can't.
You got to really be on the court and be like, nah, dude is – people might not think he's that fast, but dude is pretty quick.
I'm
going to
tell you, I seen him – I watched the state tournament, right?
Because they do that with El Amin all the time. He's not that fast. He's fast.
He's quick.
He's quick.
A difference.
He comes down. And, you know, the competition level, I don't think he played anywhere near the competition level that y'all played mm-hmm. in high school. You played against some of the best guards and best teams. Hopkins. Yeah. I mean, you guys played against, Chris Humphries, right? He was in the NBA. So the level of competition may not be there. But I saw him. He comes back, and it was defensive stance, rips this kid. I'm talking about easy. Left hand dribbles down the court, Euro steps, get fouled, scores. Just like, he made it look ridiculously easy. It didn't even look like he even tried. And that's when I was like, man, I don't even think he's playing as hard as he can. And he can still come out here and get 30 points and 15 assists. And when you're in Peach Jam and you're getting 25 points,
yeah,
10 assists,
Peach Jam,
and you're
man,
doing
Hooper.
All that.
It's a gang of teams down there.
I mean.
They said he's the number one player, man.
I think
I think it would be nice to get him to get somebody at the U to get us back on track. But they said him and some dude are
Jahlil Okafor
are going to.
They saying that
gonna
both
are
going
there
a package deal.
And I can't blame him, man.
They're not. He's not. And they're not.
I wouldn't go if you had Cal and all. You see, Kentucky has their own dorm. You didn't see the Kentucky dorm?
Yeah, I see. Yeah,
they got their own dorm. They got. Flat screen TVs throughout the dorm with practice. You know, you can see your practice time
schedule.
You can see your individual workouts. Yeah, it's cold. It's cold.
I was in dorms with the regular students.
It's cold. I was like, man, you got it. If you're a recruit and they bring you down there and you see that you got your own dorm, come on. And then they got the guy that donated the money to get it built. Mm-hmm. NBA size beds. Everything.
So
pool table at NBA. Everything.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's
okay, hold on.
Right.
Their own chef.
What?
Their own chef.
Yeah, private
they had
kitchen.
They had Nerlens Noel going in. I want an omelet, sausage, green peppers.
Oh, we had that.
In the dorm?
No, not in the
okay.
dorm.
Okay, anytime you
it was in
you
our
want?
Locker. No, it wasn't in the
their
dorm.
Their own but, chef. Come
but,
on, that's crazy.
But that means something to an 18-year-old
that
kid,
means
right?
a lot to an
so
18-year-old,
going
man.
To, I mean, Richard Pitino could be a great coach or whatever, but you come to the U facility and you practicing here and you don't have a facility. That means something to me right. if I'm 17, right. 18, five-star
don't
athlete,
tell me about
right?
what you're going to build in 2018.
I don't want to
hear what
you're
going to build.
You
now.
Told Clem Haskins that, man, yeah, and it never came to fruition.
I wish
so.
We never – I wish Clem – if Clem was still here, we would have been to at least two more Final Fours. And, we were the Gophers were nice with Clem.
Yeah, they
the
were.
The Gophers were nice with Clem, man.
Yeah, he got us some sanctions, too. Bobby Jackson had to go into hiding in Sacramento like, I'm out of Minnesota.
That did bruise us for a while. All right, man, for K, for Cam, for Zach, for Tone, this is KT. KT Got Game, we're out. Some things you just can't cancel, you know me, 'cause I never phony when I give it to